If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you all enjoyed Groundhog Day like we did. Had our cake in the morning. I know Bill sent us a video last night of him watching Bill Murray on Groundhog Day.
Why were you so intense on sending that cake home with Connor?
Well, Connor needs to get, you know,
well, Connor's
he's growing.
Well, there turned out to be quite an event because of this. Worlds collide.
Okay. What happened?
I come in and Connor's waiting for me at the door. He's very excited.
Okay.
So Laura goes in
like
and gets the cake.
Yeah.
Bill Murray Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Changing up what you know, it's right there with Steve Sipple, Columbus baseball.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Columbus baseball.
Yeah.
So I find out this morning from Connor. So Connor takes the cake home, right?
Yeah, you were very, yes.
Because I wanted Connor to take the cake home.
God, you really did.
One of the roommates at that. His roommate,
yes.
Okay. Hang on, make sure I get this right. Kenner, right? Kenner? Ken? Sweet talk. His roommate is the one who did the cake. He's the one who wrote Bill Murray Day on the cake. Connor's roommate wrote it on, and Connor brings the cake home. And the guy's like, hold it. I'm the one who made the cake.
Okay.
I wrote on it.
This is remarkable.
This is crazy.
This is remarkable.
This is insane.
This is like magic.
Imagine what it is. It's Groundhog Day magic.
It is.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That is. Oh.
Yeah.
That is.
My mind is blown. I can't imagine Bill in the situation when Connor told him
Connor,
the first time about this.
Well, and I knew.
That's more than
I knew what this
colliding.
Was like. I learned this through Rudy a little bit, was that the roommates, like I said, back in the time. They were excited for a piece of cake, weren't they, Connor? I mean, when you're in college, and all of a sudden, one of your roommates brings home half a cake, you're like, you're pretty pumped for that. That's a day.
Really
it's a day you remember.
Yeah.
You remember that.
You might remember for about 3 weeks.
No,
but yeah.
I don't think so. I think 20 years from now.
It does stand out, though.
It stands out.
This one for sure,
because God. Connor made the cake. Wrote on it.
Now, the question is, did he make it or just write on it?
He wrote on it.
Okay, so he can't judge the flavor of his thing. Oh, I messed that one up.
Wrote,
that was my bad.
That was bigger than making the cake.
It is,
he wrote
is true.
Those words.
He wrote the words, Bill Murray Day, as my wife. And my wife mentioned that the guy that she goes, the person at Hy-Vee was very amused at the cake.
I imagine.
Very amused at the cake.
Oh, yes. God, do people understand what's going on here? Connor's our producer.
Worlds collide.
Bill.
This is crazy.
What's even more interesting to me about it is how intent Bill was to send that cake with Connor.
Yes, I was. It was
all only
day.
Happens because he did that.
Right.
Yesterday, several times, I go, Connor, we're not going to leave the cake, Larry. Right. You're taking this home.
Right.
Buckle it up, take it home. And Connor did. That's why we kept the lid, didn't we, Connor?
I was
struck
by it. Like, you kept saying, I almost was going to say something like, oh, he's going to take the cake. Yeah. Just calm down. But the...
Hold it. Or should I spend the whole day talking about how you couldn't get the internet to work?
True.
Just 3 hours of this. 3 hours.
It is a frustrating thing. I had to get it fixed after the show.
It was bad.
It was
three
bad.
3 hours. It's like, oh my.
It was bad. But anyway,
I mean,
fair criticism.
That's the conversation we're going down. That's the rabbit hole we're going down with you and your mouse for 3 hours. I'm not giving internet. Jake, you have internet? I don't have internet. I can't get up, but I'm internet.
I had to call Eric, our IT guy, to get that fixed about 9:30 yesterday. It was a problem.
Can we go back to Connor?
The question.
Connor, that is incredible.
Is there any cake left? Is it gone? Is some left? Okay. Didn't eat the whole cake.
So what's his roommate? Where's the Hy-Vee at?
Just 50th and O or no?
No, this will be the 70th and
Pioneer. Oh, Pioneer. Okay.
Yeah. 70th and Pioneer.
And he,
I just love the fact also that his roommate is working in is helping with cakes in Hy-Vee. Because that's a great college. That's a great college job. Imagine that. What do you do? I write on cakes. We're at 70th and Pioneer. What
I bring people joy. Is basically
it's
what they
what
do.
It is. They bring people joy.
Wow.
When you walk through that cake section, mm-hmm. It would be in the southeast corner of
right.
the, of
yep.
Hy-Vee.
Of that, yep.
When you go back through there, it makes you happy. I never go to Hy-Vee. And don't go through the baked goods.
Yeah. Oh, it smells good. It looks good. Like, everything is good back there.
Super Saver, I was Sunday on, and I noticed they had a lot of people working in their cake department. Mm. I was surprised on Sunday morning at Super Saver on, 48th and O. You used to walk
50th and O.
50th and O.
You got it, yeah.
There's a lot of people working. Anyway, whoa, that is a magic Groundhog Day.
It's a magical day, and it's always been that way. And that's why I watched Groundhog Day last
night. Jake, do you understand that the odds of that
occurring? Oh, they're infinite. The odds are basically infinite. That would be the case.
Right. I mean, it's incredible odds.
Just the odds that we're going to get a groundhog cake. That we're going to write Bill Murray Day on it. My wife's going to go get it at Hy-Vee. Just happens at Hy-Vee. That also, then that morning, I get this conversation. Connor meets me back in by the where I was getting my creamer. And Connor's like, I love this show. It's my favorite movie. Exactly what he told me. My
Groundhog
Day. It was made in 93. Connor had told his girlfriend's grandma, Eve's grandma, how much he loved the movie Groundhog Day. And then it gets into his room and of him taking the cake home, and his roommate goes, I did that cake. I wrote that on the cake.
Okay, 93. I'm doing some quick math. I think Connor was probably born in 2006.
Yeah.
Six or seven. So this is 14 years before he's even born.
Oh, he's an old soul.
He is.
Yeah.
He is really an old soul.
He said, Bill, yesterday, you were back there, he says he also loves Fletch. You mentioned Fletch, but Chevy said he loves that movie. I'm like, who are you? How old are you? You're 19, and you're 47.
Things. There's other things.
6'9 with the hair.
Yeah. There's other things about him.
Hold on, let me ask you this. Connor, get ready to write this down. If you went to the Lincoln Country Club and had to order a steak sandwich, whose tab would you put it on?
Oh, boy.
Whose tab would you put it on?
Oh, boy.
Oh, Connor. That's one of the main part of the show. The Underhills.
That's right.
The Underhills.
Oh.
At the club.
Yes, I think here's him.
Oh.
I'll have a steak sandwich and put it on the Underhill tab. Yes, sir.
That was a made-up name?
Yeah,
No,
it was a real name.
He overheard that.
He overheard somebody next to sign up the Underhills.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
So, Connor.
The Underhill tab.
We could learn. Today is a learning experience also. Worlds collide.
That is amazing.
Yes, worlds collide.
Okay, did he pick out the orange? I wonder if he picked out the orange.
The frosting. I think Laura just went with the cake. I think was just sitting there these have what? Eight.
The pre-made cake.
Pre-made cake, and Laura's like right there.
That's the one.
And I want you to write on there, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray Day.
I was freaked out by the orange frost. I'd never seen orange.
Me either.
Like cone orange.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was really cool.
Traffic cone orange.
It's traffic cone orange. Yeah.
It was very, very impressive.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I'm glad that Bill was able to watch the movie. I did not watch Groundhog Day yesterday.
What were you doing?
Nothing. I felt terrible last night. Just had a stomach issue going on. But we're back. We're good.
Jake's been in peril.
I know. I don't get sick like this. I was fine. I powered through it, but my stomach was just killing me last night. I think I had some bad tacos at lunch. I will not say where they were at. I think I had bad a Steve tacos. Sipple food poisoning situation.
Oh, no, it wasn't that bad. But I'm not.
We're
I'm
powered
not
dimin- through.
I'm not diminishing your stomach issue.
Tacos. Okay.
They were. It was not undercooked chicken though.
Not cooked.
I assure you.
It wasn't uncooked.
Raw chicken.
Yeah.
How would you like your chicken? Medium.
Yeah. Always remember Alex.
Cold.
Yeah.
Bro, eat some uncooked chicken. I did. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I'm here. I feel a lot better today, so it's good.
Yeah. I do a deal in my speaking.
The internet's working, Bill.
In speaking, where I talk about, Steve, the written word.
I'm listening to
I talk me. About the written word and how important it is
internet's
for
up.
The written word. Yep. It's kind of one of the, I guess it's a big piece of what I do when I speak.
Okay.
So today,
I'm listening.
So today, the written word came back. So remember the Heart Ball that meant so much to me?
Yes.
As a chance to be a host of the Heart Ball?
Yes.
Which was incredible like that. I get a thank you note, a detailed thank you note right here from Kim Tallman.
Open it up.
What's that right here? Look at that.
Whoa. It's a heart. Fantasy card.
It's a heart. It's not just a heart. It's a workable.
She did write.
There's arteries in there.
Cool. That's actually very cool.
And look at the writing.
Yeah, there's an aorta. But anyway.
I think this is the
aorta. There's an aorta
in there.
He's
right on that.
Looks clogged.
But a powerful note. Not a clogged aorta.
Help the aorta, man. Come on.
Clogged aorta.
When someone writes you a thank you note.
Yes.
Rather than just a thank you text, it's so much cooler.
Written word.
Yeah, the written word. Text the power word. Of the written word.
That is nice.
Yeah, so Kim Tallman, thank you so much.
Tallman.
She was also up on stage, and I mean, she absolutely killed it. It was almost to the point to where I didn't want to be part of it. Because it was like, you know, it'd be like trying to follow Nate Bargatze as a comedian. You don't want to be like, okay.
Unless you're George Carlin, yeah, maybe you're just fine.
You're just fine, maybe with that. But no, it was intimidating. It's extremely intimidating to have to go on stage after Kim was already up there. But thank you, Kim, for the note. That was
with the aorta. It's very cool.
With the aorta.
A very unique heart over there. It's not a clog.
It's not clogged.
It's a healthy heart.
That's what we do at the Heart Ball. We fix,
right. We fix
aorta
heart.
Issues.
Sorry. Right.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Hey, well, quick question.
Winter's over.
Well, come on. Does cold weather stymie neighbor interaction?
Oh, absolutely. I don't talk to LaRue near as much as when.
Are you outside in -5, just like talking to the neighbors and say what's up, having the dogs over to chat and hang out?
Yeah.
I don't think this is breaking news here.
All right. I just wondered. I haven't had a lot of interaction with neighbors, and I don't see the neighbors.
That's standard procedure in the wintertime, at least in Nebraska.
Me and my wife have commented several times like that. Have you seen the LaRues? Like, no, I haven't seen the LaRues. No, I did see that. I did see. Remember last time that they were in overseas,
right?
Yeah, which
you found out on Facebook.
Found out on Facebook. They were all of a sudden. I haven't seen them for a day or two, and I see on Facebook, that they're in Paris. So that was interesting. Then the same thing happened again. I'm like, we haven't seen the LaRues, and all of a sudden there's another Facebook post of them out skiing in Colorado. So they're not really letting us know with what's going on.
That'd be why, I guess. Yeah.
Other neighbors, though, it's not anything. It's just
no. This will start breaking out sometime in late March.
Well, we get the 50s this week. You might see them this week, possibly.
Yeah, I haven't seen them much.
I mean, we're talking about 58 Thursday. That's golf weather. 50 Friday.
We had 60s.
We got 61 next Monday. When we get past Wednesday, there's no temperature until next Wednesday lower than 50 degrees on the docket here.
On the dock.
61 next Monday, 56 on Tuesday next week.
Winter's over.
Are you declaring it over?
I'm declared it completely over. And then also I walked out to do something last night, and it was 6 o'clock, and it was light. I could see. Remember,
good, though, or bad?
Remember, when it was
5:20,
because here's the deal. What's sugar the deal? Adjusts sunlight. So when it's dark, she's like, I'm good. It's night. All right, let's call it. When it's light until 10 o'clock, she's like, let's go.
Let's go.
There's no, like, there, yeah.
Which do you prefer?
Oh, no, I want it to be dark at 5:15.
That's right.
It's completely dark at 5:15. I'd like to have it be dark till 10 a.m. I would love Alaska.
Till 10.
I'm the one that would be like, Alaska, bring
it
on.
So we're heading into a rough period. A
very rough period of my life.
You want this show to go till 9 a.m. in darkness
in
still.
In darkness, yes. That out there right now is a thing of beauty.
A very rough period.
I don't know if I can go with you on this one. Hey, yeah. Maybe till 8, possibly. It does get annoying, the sun coming at 8:30
here. The sun's too annoying. When me and Jake finish mowing a lot at 9 o'clock. Yeah. So you can get it done earlier. You know
you can
do?
Go past 9. I'll
tell you what it does. It's procrastination. What's procrastination?
The thief of time.
No, it's the assassination of inspiration.
That's right.
Yeah. So
I mean, that still works, though.
So the procrastination that goes on. Because right now I get my day done pretty much. You know, I'm done by 6 o'clock, whatever. Pretty much got, I got some things.
Dark, yep. I'm done.
But not what you do at night at 8:30, you go, I'm going to mow the yard quick at 8:30.
Yeah.
Because you can't. You don't do that right now. You don't all of a sudden
I consider that kind of better times, though.
Do you?
Me.
Do you?
I could come home after golf league and mow the yard sometimes.
You do that. That's spry.
It's like I don't know you guys.
I'm sorry,
no,
Bill.
No, it's not. I get it. I'm more with you than not. I'm not as extreme in this conversation.
I could handle it. If it got dark every night at 7 o'clock, I'd sign up for it.
The perfect.
Say, hey, if you could go year-round.
Yep.
I'm like, I want it dark at 7.
Ooh, it's
I would do
late.
That.
It's a little late.
No, it's not. 7's good.
I could take the 7 o'clock.
Could you?
I could do that, yes.
I would push to 6:30.
Well, you know, my dream is 4:15.
Right.
So. You're getting closer to what his dream is.
4:15 is a little much for me, actually. That's a little, when it's dark at 4:15, I'm like, okay, that's depressing.
How's the internet?
It's working.
It is working.
And then he just kept clicking on it for 3 straight hours.
No, he's a journalist OCD. That's stuck on the computer. It's fine. We powered
freaked
through
out
it.
By it.
I did have to call IT about that.
Was it's so working.
It, there was an issue.
No, that's criticism that is warranted.
Yeah.
It's fine. I can take criticism. God dang, I can take it.
I got a text from David. I got a text from David, formerly of Renew, formerly of Warhorse, now unemployed David. He said,
we don't need to mention
Well, he's a friend of the show.
Okay.
I'm trying to describe him here.
Bill Bush, assistant coach. Never moved up to any sort of coordinator spot.
David working on
he's
a job.
Unemployed.
He says he has a new aorta. So that card is, okay. It hits home with him.
I know.
The aorta card. Thank you.
I wasn't making light of, I wasn't, there was no, David, there was no commentary on you. It's just the aorta looked a little out of whack.
take a closer look at that one.
So anyway, I guess now we have to say if someone is looking to hire, get a hold of David.
Yeah, David will.
Oh, he's employable.
He is. Absolutely.
I don't want to. I'll be honest with you. He comes in here, I'm going to freak out because he'll take our
job. Coming for the job.
He's a boss. He gets behind them. Yeah, he is. He's a boss. He gets behind this mic.
Yeah.
Game over. One of us is gone.
We're done.
Yeah, one of us is gone. It won't be a 4-legged stool. It'll stay 3-legged stool. And David will run
it. Let's face this, either me or you.
Yeah, it is. Jake's too bad.
This is getting a little
uncomfortable. I can see David's
a little uncomfortable. It's like.
Damn it.
He was coming for the job.
The old shorts. Remember the old draw straws?
I'm not drawing
straws.
I don't want to leave it to chance.
I just want to know who came up with that one. What's the best way to figure something? I think draw straws.
I can tell you right now, I'm 50, whatever I am, and I don't know what that means.
I know exactly what it means, but I've never done it. So basically, it's like a straw. Say it's like straw from the farm, like a bale or something like that. And you just take them and you break them.
Okay.
And then you put them in your hand, but you can, the tops are all even.
Okay.
So you don't know which one is
That's what I figured.
That's what you don't know which one is the short straw. The short straw is the loser. So everyone's got to take one. It's like,
high stress.
Yes, high
the
stress.
The whole time.
High stress.
We have a comment from Jay Kaser on the text line.
Kaser.
Kaser Painting. Kaser.
Yes.
From Pender.
At that corner.
He
lockdown
says,
corner.
He goes, this, William. It was William, not Bill. William, winter is not over. There will be plowable snow before it's all over. Jake Kaser chimes in.
No,
he's pushing
he
back.
Just wants, now, easy.
I don't want to hear that.
I
that's
know,
Jake Kaser.
I
didn't say it.
You know what? Because he was the original like that. You remember Revis Island? It was Kaser Island. Like that out there at corner locking people down. And now he thinks he can kind of push us around still.
Oh.
He knows when we're around with all the guys are together. He knows he was the best player. So now he's kind of flexing with the snowfall, which is interesting.
That sounds like he was.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just knows something.
Well, there's a chance he knows more than
you think he could see the forecast like a month ahead of time or see how it's going to go?
He runs a company with 60 vans and 200 painters every day. probably is a little bit more advanced than us as far as day to day.
That's probably a fair assessment.
Day to day of organization. Imagine us.
He's also the guy that brings us donuts on his birthday. That's coming up some point soon. But every year he brings us a box of donuts for his birthday, which is very appreciated by JK.
And this year, maybe breakfast burritos. Ooh. Just thought I'd throw it out there.
And Kaiser, I believe, brought the donuts for Thanksgiving Eve, our celebration this year. Like 10, 12 boxes.
There's never a time he doesn't come through. He brought in, I think, 10 boxes of donuts.
And I think that when
the last donut left, like as we were walking out the door, it was some guy there with his daughter, and he's like, "Is there any donuts left?" There's one, and she was so excited, like, "Oh, thank you."
So he brought
happiness.
He bought the perfect amount of donuts. Jake Kaiser did.
So I'm glad you shared that.
Jake, we get two more boxes. I think next year is going to be, we're going to have a band, so it's going to get.
Is it going to be Paul Phillips or not?
Is that Paul Phillips?
He's coming by.
Yes, Paul will be here.
I still got a call. I was looking at, I recovered, you know how you can recover all your numbers?
Yeah.
I recovered all my numbers in my phone yesterday. I was whipping through them. Ooh, there's some I don't want to, I'm not very proud of. But the,
this would be relationships, Steve, wouldn't it?
Paul Phillips. Paul Phillips was in there. I owe Paul a call. We never really got a hold of
Paul. And also you need to call Herosa also.
Carl.
Carl. In L.A.
He's down on me. Paul Phillips and Carl Herosa.
Okay. Make a note. Call him. Get a hold of them.
How about everyone does it today? Every breaker out there, reach out to one person you need to reach out to. You've been putting
that
off.
You haven't.
It's been kind of like, it's been, Connor, do you have a name yet? Figure it out. Reach out to somebody that you know I should have reached out to.
I'll do it by noon.
Connor. I'll do it by noon.
Connor.
All breakers are going to reach out to one person.
Yep. And report back.
And report back.
Okay, I'm going to do it on the break to Paul.
Okay.
That's fine. That counts.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, Bill.
So you're going to call Paul at 6:22? I just want to catch up, Paul.
Is it a call required or a text required?
A text is okay. Okay. Right. I'm okay with a text. That has to be a call. But there's people there that you needed to reach out to, and today's the day.
This is a great idea.
Reach Out Tuesday.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. I love the idea because we all have that. Everybody. That's a common man thing.
Someone you need to thank. Someone you just hit it up.
For me, I got like 15 people I could probably text.
I got that
I'm owing a text to.
Connor, make sure. Connor, you have to do yours during the break. So you got about 10 minutes.
During the break, he's had to.
Yeah, Connor's going to send his out during the break. An early text.
Eve, you got one?
It's not Eve.
You can't
text
your girlfriend. That does not count.
Seriously, Connor.
Can't text your mom,
preferably
your dad.
Preferably not another girlfriend.
Yeah, either. So now we have a situation. Jake said side piece.
Don't text her.
Jake.
That's really inappropriate.
Now you got
Why
Eve.
Are you planting that seed?
Now Eve's all worked up. Eve's grandma's worked up.
This potential mythical side piece. What are you talking about?
They were just talking about Groundhog Day. Now he's got to explain to his Eve's grandma.
Jake's just pulling your leg over here. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. They don't guess.
Joey!
They game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for the ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Reach out to Joey at that number like that and see what he thinks. Everyone, please give the number again, Jake.
I don't have the number. The website's 738ag.com.
Okay.
Reach out Tuesday, though.
Yeah, you can
I got his number. You guys keep talking. You guys, just give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
Here. I think this is super important for all the breakers. Give me 2 seconds. I'm gaining on this.
We're getting Joey.
What I want you guys.
Joey's number at 738ag in Bertrand.
Yeah.
Yep.
So got it right here. Going to be area code 308-991-3037. I repeat it again, 308-991-3037. Hit up Joey and ask him about the Jay Kaiser philosophy. Is there plowable snow
in the future?
And he'll know this because he'll have the farmer's almanac.
Or is winter over, as Bill says?
Is winter
We're
over?
Fighting here.
What's Joey today? Will be the answer
today
of that.
Today is February 3rd.
So. I know, but what's the day like?
39 is the high today. Then it's 50s after this.
Beautiful.
So your last cold day. It's not cold at all. Okay. Weird situation right now with Nebraska football. We will get to the AP poll in next segment.
We're
going to
talk basketball, aren't we, point in time?
Well, we'll talk a lot of basketball today. Okay. But there was news last night. Now, Mike Eckler moved on to be USC's special teams coordinator. And there's been questions about who's taking over for Nebraska. A name that was considered, that Matt Rhule brought up himself in recent months, was Josh Martin, who was basically an understudy to Mike Eckler as an assistant coach, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the tight end coach, right?
Wasn't he a tight end coach for a year?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
And then this year he was an analyst making $100,000.
Okay, and so again, nothing was official. Well, that was the name we thought might take over for Mike Eckler until we find out last night that Josh Martin is going to take the next head coaching job at Liberty Christian High School. Now, this is Connor tells me that this is the same spot that Jason Witten was just the head coach at Liberty.
Oh, yes.
Liberty Christian High School.
Okay.
Liberty Christian's in Argyle. Am I correct on that? Argyle, Texas.
And so, you are correct, Bill. Argyle, Texas. Yes.
Remember, we talk about Mark from Argyle who runs the railroad.
Yes.
This is where his kids went to school.
Worlds collide.
Yeah, so worlds collide once again. Mark, chime in from Argyle, if you could, please. Give us an update. Will you be at the press conference for Coach Martin being introduced at Liberty Christian?
Okay, so Jake, the confusion is, Rule has said publicly that he was going to keep this special teams in-house. So Eckler's gone, they're going to keep it in-house. And it would be Josh Martin and Nick Humphrey and Brett.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. Forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Maher.
Right.
Basically. And that's what he has said. This is what he has talked about. This isn't speculation. Now, this is confusing to me because Martin, of all those guys, Martin has by far the most experience in special teams in that he coordinated special teams at SMU for 2 years. I believe it's 2018 and 2019, mostly modest results. 2019 wasn't too bad. That team, by the way, was 10-3. So he coordinated special teams. Nick Humphrey it would be almost like turning over Nebraska's special teams to Connor. I mean, he's young. Yeah. He's like a new kid. He's a 20-something. He was making $50,000 last year. I mean, he's a helper. I mean, it's that doesn't – now, maybe Rule would say, no, he's ready to roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, Eckler was 54.
Would Connor be ready to roll right now? Could you run the special teams if we whisk you down there right now?
Bill, you've been in these situations. I'm not being glib at all. I'm not. Nope. It's just a lot to ask a 20-something.
It is.
To run special teams at the University of Nebraska in the Big Ten Conference in a season where there's heat. There's heat. I mean.
Well, to give it a little feedback on special teams is just why veteran people are so important is because of anticipation football. Because there are so many things that you have to have anticipated, seen, known, studied, practiced that you're never going to maybe use in a game. I told this Mayday field goal. I practiced it probably over 800 times.
And used
not
it.
Once in a game, zero. Zero.
I love that about football.
Zero. Not one time did I ever, we ever call it. Because it has to be fourth down, clock, all the things.
And you're going wild in practice, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's wild. Wildly thought through. There's you're meeting with the offensive coordinator. You have all these different things. So my point is the anticipation part of all the things that can come up. Because, I mean, when you talk about, when you're talking about offense, or say it's deep offense, okay, it's pretty windy out. How's it going to affect our might affect our play calls a little bit, and that's it. When it's windy out in special teams, it's mayhem. Mm. It's absolute, complete mayhem of what's going to happen when that ball's in the air, live ball situations. You saw different things happen with what the – so it's so much more with what's going on, and then you're trying to tie in offense, defense. You're trying to convince a wide receiver who's very concerned about his touches to make sure that he knows that he's going to cover punts.
You got to tackle.
And to tackle people. You got to tackle. I mean, and if you don't have that, if it's just like, nah, defensive guys, you got it, that doesn't work. So you have to be able to engage both sides of the football and convince somebody that was highly recruited that now you're going to play left guard on the punt team. So there's a lot of stuff to it.
There's a lot. And I'm not saying Nick Humphrey's incapable, but he was playing football in 2022. Yeah. He's playing football. In 2022, he's young. I'm not saying they're turning it over to him. There's also Brett Maher, who was basically a part-time coach working with the specialists.
Working with the specialists, which is
you
always
can't make him the coordinator. I wouldn't think
if anybody could handle it, it would be Brett. I saw. Guess
is that
where
right?
I, guess
that
where
right?
I saw Brett at
Hartball.
Hartball.
Of course, you did.
Yeah, Hartball.
His aorta is fine.
His great aorta.
Very clean. Yes, not clogged.
And what a dude Brett Maher
now so
still is.
That's an option.
I would imagine so. I mean, Brett was a multiple sport guy in high school. Obviously, he came here, and then his career took off as he's a punter and a kicker. He's all Big 10 or Big 12, I think it was. I mean, super talented. But anyway, my point being is that I would imagine that's the direction they go. But that again, that's
okay. Here's my question: could you bring somebody in still? Hire somebody because now you have some money. You have the Eckler money, which was $625. If you're gonna, Josh Martin was making $100, so you got $725. If you're going to move on from Humphrey, add $50, you're about $800,000. You could go hire somebody pretty good, right?
Well, you could hire, there's. So this is interesting.
Could you bring in somebody that's too late?
Let me bring this. Steve will love this one, and Jake, Connor, lock in. This is not even the window when coaching changes used to happen. The main coaching changes used to happen after signing date, which is tomorrow. That's when the coaching changes happen. So you're not behind on when someone's like, whoa. It's like, no, this is the normal time.
Okay, so that's interesting.
When I got hired here, it was the day, my middle time here, it was the day of signing day or the day before. And that's when
Urban, today, basically.
When Urban came in and said, hey, I just got a phone call from Nebraska about you. And so we did a good job of being like, Urban's like, can we not announce this? Bill's got, I had like 9 commits.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of like, now would have made a big difference? I don't know.
Could have.
But I went to the signing date party at Utah with hundreds and hundreds of people and then got on the plane the next morning and flew to Lincoln. And that's
the business.
That's the business. That's just how part of it works. My point is that was on February whatever.
So you could go get somebody.
And so there used to be coaching changes, the next 2 weeks was the coaching change window.
But are there guys available right now?
There's always people that are available. There's always someone that
it's kind of awkward. We're talking to one.
but there's people that would be available to be able to do that. There's right. Well, give you an example, a couple like a day or 2 days ago, Illinois special teams coordinator went to Ohio State 2 days ago.
Correct. Yep.
So there's always different options. But
so there's could be still something like
wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't you be concerned now if you with this money available, you said Eckler $600,000+,
$625,000,
Martin $100,000, Humphrey $50,000. If they don't get somebody respectable or that's not insisted, wouldn't that be a little concerning at all or not?
It's peculiar.
I mean, again, Brett Maher has a lot of respect from people. He's a very good kicker and punter at Nebraska. Yeah. NFL skill, like no one will ever push back on his accolades for that.
Here's why it's peculiar to me. This is a critical season for Rule.
That's,
I mean, this is, yeah. It is. He understands why we'd say that. Coming off 7-6s, you know, people are looking for much more, and special teams can be a big part of that. It doesn't, it's not always, you know, a major, major factor, but a lot of times it is.
Well, it's still peculiar. It still really is your somewhat heartbeat of your team, because you get to control so much through just preparation, organization, and effort. And you can get guys that like I said, you watch teams and it was always the same thing. It's like, I'm going to watch extra point block. I'm going to watch their kickoff team. And I can tell you what their whole team's about.
Hold on. I have to always remember that.
Extra point block, not extra, the field goal block, extra, the extra point block. Because people a lot of times on extra point extra, take one step and jog off on defense. But no, the teams that go really hard, and then the teams that kick the ball out of the end zone or whatever, and you watch the kickoff team, you can almost feel them. I'm right away. I'm like, long day. Because if they're doing those two things right, that means their culture for every phase else of their team is right. If you watch them on special teams and it's not right, the whole team's not right.
That's where I'm coming from. It was interesting, though, kind of minor counterpoint. Sam McEwen wrote a column recently. I was struck by it. He kind of diminished the importance of special teams by saying Nebraska was terrible on special teams in 2024 and finished 7-6. Nebraska was much better on special teams in 2025 and finished 7-6. He sort of was saying, and the column was interesting in that he was kind of pushing back. And I'm like, I don't believe.
Watch the details of how those seasons went to get to 7-6.
Because
it was a huge problem in 2024. It caused you probably a game.
He was kind of pouring cold water on the loss of Eckler. Like, it's not as big as people are making it. You know, I was kind of like, oh.
It's still, no matter how you cut it, it's still the vibe of your team. I guess. And I've been on numerous staffs where it was so good. The best I was ever on was with Urban, because Urban took over special teams. Urban was a play caller. He'll tell you. He goes, I used to sit in the back of meetings and draw pass routes while the special teams coordinator, this is when he was coaching, was when the special teams coordinators have been talking. He's like, can we just please get this over with then all of a sudden he became a head coach and everything changed. Then he started running the meetings and he ran the meetings and every position coach you coached, like your head was on fire for
when Nebraska played there. I don't know, Jake, help me with the year when they ripped through. Urban was a coach. They ripped through Nebraska. It was late in the game. You know, the reporters are down on the field at that point, and I was on the Ohio State sideline, and I was freaked out by Urban because it was inside a minute, and they were punting.
Mm-hmm.
And he was down on his haunches looking at what was going on, like the game was on the line. It was very striking.
60 minutes, man.
Yeah, and it was specials, too. It was like,
when it went to punt, it was like, first of all, punt was invite only. I mean, that was, you had to be invited.
So he was watching it like that. They were up by 40.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, it was. And he ran the meetings and did a tremendous job with it. That's why you'll hear about Michigan being really good this year, because Kerry Combs is their special teams coordinator in Michigan, and he's of Urban's descent. And he was the special teams coordinator by title with Urban, and he ran that, even though Urban ran many of the meetings. And when it came to punt, Urban ran the clicker. He ran the remote. And also, when you came into the special teams meeting, there'd be music blaring to have their energy going, and Urban met everyone at the door.
He didn't walk in. That's what it's got to be.
Leadership.
He met you at the door when you walked in. So it was just always interesting. But now, like I said, just watch Michigan, because Kerry Combs, who did this at Ohio State, he's doing this at Michigan, and they're usually
very good. Especially.
Kerry is elite of elite. And so just watch what it looks like. And then under Kyle Whittingham being the head coach, guess what? I sat in meetings with him. I've been with Kyle in meetings. I was just out there a year ago with Kyle when the special teams meeting started. I was in there. He was up in front with the team, and it was on. And everyone knows where you sit, what you do. Here's the plan, all the things that you're doing. But just you should have seen Luke Fickell coach on special teams. He was the linebacker coach. You should have seen him coach.
Did Bo take it over at one point, Jake?
I thought he did.
Didn't he take over like punt return or something
like that? He took something over on special teams for sure.
I thought he might have took over the operation one year when he did something.
Whether it was the whole thing or part
Sean
of it,
would
he
know
did.
This.
For sure.
Is Sean coming on today?
That's tomorrow.
But and it's possible, guys, that Rhule has a plan, and he's looking at all this commentary on the message boards and social media, and going, "Calm down, I got this." It's very possible he has a plan.
Did this just come out of left field?
Yes, it came out of left field to me in the form of a text from Sean. Sean Callahan was befuddled, and I was last night
because Witten has been gone for quite some time from the high school. He got hired at Oklahoma.
Yep,
and that's probably been 2 weeks at least.
Okay,
I mean it's been a while, so okay. It's been a little bit. That's what I was asking time frame wise.
I wonder about that.
But just so you know, that job, that's an elite job.
Is it?
It's a really good job.
Yeah, congratulations to Josh Martin.
Yeah, so he didn't all of a sudden just take a job, you know. It was a big-time job.
So people know, Nick Humphrey's a young guy, and my guess is he's kind of an Eckler protege, you know. He was with Eckler at Tennessee, played for Eckler.
He played for Eckler at Tennessee?
I'm pretty sure. Well, he's 2022 linebacker, probably. So I'm pretty sure.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he played specials. He had 9 tackles on specials.
Okay.
Like a protege. And then there's Maher. That's.
Again, if you're just tuning in, Josh Martin, who is thought to be potentially being Nebraska's new special teams coach, because with Mike Enther at USC, is now took a job as the high school head coach at Liberty Christian in Argyle, Texas. That's why we're discussing this.
Yeah, that's. And again, it's very. Like, Rhule is not. He doesn't talk to the media every day. He's not like. The president.
What do you talk tomorrow? I mean, I know it's the second signing day, but
no.
Yeah, well, they'll be there. Yeah.
Nothing scheduled. There might be something later in the week.
Is anyone signing tomorrow?
Keith Mann, please chime in.
There's two players.
Two players. There's a quarterback from Vegas and a big lineman named Barry Mann.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So two players.
I better know.
You got that.
It's my jobby job.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yeah.
Well, before we get to break, if you are hungry for a breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtown Lincoln area, Bill, where should the breakers go this morning?
Early Bird.
It's open right now until 2 p.m.
Bird.
Every day of the week.
We're not quitting on Hoy Bird.
No, we're not. Two losses to top 10 teams. We're good. They've got, of course.
We're not calling. We're not talking NIT.
No.
Crown.
No crown this year.
Go to the Crown.
Early Bird, free and spacious parking, breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today at 19th and K. Early Bird open until 2 p.m. When we come back, an update on the AP poll. Where's Nebraska at? We'll tell you next on Early Break on the Ticket. Okay.